Joining me here today in studio is Brian Eichel from the Saskatchewan Aviation Museum. As coming up this weekend, it is Aviation Weekend. So, Brian, thank you so much for joining us here today. What's all happening down at the Aviation Museum this weekend?
Well, we have lots happening at the Aviation Days event that's this weekend, 24th and 25th. Lots of airplanes, lots of simulators, lots of activities. So we have like for all ages, actually. For young people, we have a bouncy castle. We also have face painting. There's also chances to win flights. So people of all ages want to do that, right, too. So as I guess maybe older family members and adults would be more interested. But there's each day there's going to be a draw. Three different companies will be having draws to win a flight. Mitchinson Flight Center and Millennium Aviation will be having a draw each day to win a Discovery flight, and Saskatchewan Aviation Museum will be having one chance each day to win a flight in our Tiger Moth. So it's exciting just for the chances to get a free flight. Then there's also the airplanes that are going to be there. So we will have one helicopter will be on site. It's a Huey helicopter that actually was in Vietnam War.
Wow.
So people can climb right into that. Lots of people like having an open cockpit experience. If they can, looking at the airplane from outside is one thing, but if you can actually climb right into an aircraft is so much more fun, right? So this Huey helicopter from Vietnam, there's other airplanes that are going to be there. We have our old warbirds at the museum. There's the basic airplanes that we have always, and then there's the guest airplanes. So other airplanes that people will be able to get into are the Tracker. If there's some other airplanes from the north that may or may not make it. So some of this is operational circumstances kind of dictate whether people show up or not. We're really looking forward to having the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency on board with us, having some larger aircraft, but they might be needed for firefighting up north. If they're able to show up, then it'll be exciting because people can get up close and see an amphibious airplane that can take off and land on the water, scoop up the water and dump it on the... Yeah, so that one's cool to climb into. We won't be able to see it dumping water. And then the other one is an even bigger airplane, and it does the chemical fire attack. So then other airplanes that will be there, Rise Air is going to be on site. And they'll have an ATR 42-500, which is a passenger airplane, holds 44 passengers and plus the crew. People will be able to go inside that airplane, check it out, talk to the pilots, and... And then they'll also have a King Air 200 on site. I think you'll be able to get into that one too. They're really nice airplanes, beautifully nice brand new paint jobs and stuff. RCMP will be on site. They're going to have the airplane that they use for transporting people. Sometimes it's for emergency response. They could be evacuating people up north, all sorts of uses, or canine response kind of stuff. So if they have something where they need to take the, I don't know what, the drug-sniffing dogs and stuff like that. But, yeah, so they have a lot of stuff, a lot of really good uses for these airplanes. And so also there's a recruiter on site that will be talking to people and encouraging people to maybe get involved in the RCMP, or maybe if they want to become a pilot, they could become one day a pilot for the RCMP. So we have the flight schools that are there, and so two of the flight schools that I mentioned, Millennium and Mitchinson Flight Center, people can check those places out, fill out their forms, and then be entered in the draw, but also at the same time look into what it's like to fly, and then they'll be able to talk to other pilots that are at Aviation Weekend and find out, hey, what's it like to fly? And you get to hear it from a real pilot. Then, yeah, so there's a really good opportunity for people to find out what it's like to fly an airplane, what it's like to be a pilot, what it's like to be in the aviation environment. SIIT is a really good one to check out, too, if you want to be in the aviation maintenance world. And then Sask Poly will be on site. They'll have a simulator there. They'll also be manning the helicopter. And then also Saskatchewan Air Ambulance will have an airplane. They have a emergency response aircraft. So that's Air Ambulance, a King Air. And that'll be there for static display. Then also, don't want to forget this, but there's going to be a pancake breakfast on the morning of the first, at the beginning of each morning from 8 until 11. And then after the pancake breakfast is over, we start our barbecue. I should mention that the pancake breakfast is being put on by Air Ambulance, and it's in support of MS research.
Wow. So it sounds like there is so much going on this weekend, and you're really, you know, reaching out to all audiences. You talk about, you know, little kids, they get so excited when they see whether it's, you know, construction equipment out working or, you know, aircrafts up in the air. And then maybe a bit of an older audience to really take in the history. It sounds like there is a story and history attached to every piece of some kind of aircraft that's going to be in attendance.
Yes, there is. Absolutely. That's what it's about. So the kind of the overarching theme is that we want to encourage community, but it's community education. So public education, that's what museums are all about. But we don't tell people that it's education. It's fun. It's
right.
Like just plain fun. Like, yeah. So there's lots of fun activities there. So really encourage everybody to come out.
Two exciting days down at the Saskatchewan Aviation Museum. If people are interested, do they have to get tickets beforehand, or can they get some at the door? How what's the best way to get in?
People are able to buy them beforehand. They check out the website, www.saskaviation.ca, or they can go to, we're on social media, it's skaviation.ca. We have a lot of ads out there on social media as well. Some people might have seen them, but you can buy the advance tickets or you can buy them at the door. So it's $40 for a family, and that includes mom and dad plus all family members, dependents under 17 and under. So then if for an individual coming by themselves or with their buddy or whatever, then that's $20, and $10 for 17 and under. Children 5 and under are free.
Sounds like a very exciting weekend ahead down at the Saskatchewan Aviation Museum. Brian, thank you so much for joining us here today. Good luck and have fun yourself this weekend.
Well, thanks so much. You can find us at 5 Hanger Road at the Saskatoon Airport.